Rav Moshe points out beautifully. The Torah over here speaks out in Parshas Chukas, it says Chukas HaTorah. When the Torah gives us the Parsha of the Torah gives us the parasha, parasha's Parah Aduma. The Torah phrases it as Zois Chukas HaTorah. It's a choik. Now the Torah doesn't say Zois Chukas Taharas Meis, that that's the specific definition of the parasha that we're dealing with. There's a limud over here. That if the had the Torah just told us Zos Chukas Taharas, Zos Chukas HaTahara, we'd just understand that it's a choik. The halachas of Tumah and Tahara is a choik, and the yisod of the choik is Tzivu Yaboyre. We bend to Tzivu Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ein haporo, ein ameis metame, and not the poros metair. Mishomav v'hoy olam, he's the metame. His halacha is kever what's tuma. His halacha is kever what's tara. Chukachakakti. The Torah over here says it in a way that there's a lesson over here to all dini atayr. So it's chukas atayr. Bedoyme, we find also by the parsha of Geulei Nochrim later in Parshas Bolok, halacha of Kashu and Kedem. Coming back, and they brought kelim from Klei Midyan. So it's chukas haTorah sheTzivah Hashem es Moshe. This is the parsha of Hagolas kelim or Tvilas kelim. Now Hagolas kelim is ganz clear. We understand it very well. Asher yova beish yova beish ke boiloi kach boiltoi. There's pure lumpness over there. We understand the reasoning exactly of what the Torah told us and why the Torah told us. Asher yuva b'mayim, it's bli is al yedei mayim, it's pleat is al yedei mayim, it's bli is al yedei fire, it's pleat al yedei fire. This is ganz moving. Zok Rav Moshe, the Torah is teaching us, just like we understand the Gedorim over there, and we totally understand it, even in situations, in places like Parah Aduma where we don't understand it, it's all the same. At the end of the day, the yesod of Dinei HaTorah have nothing to do with the reasoning. They're not dependent on the reasoning. And therefore, it's true by Geulei Nochrim, and it's true by Parah Aduma, and it's true by the whole Torah. And if the Torah phrases both of these as the yesod of the Chukas HaTorah, it's not just a lesson for this specific parsha. It's a lesson for all Dinei HaTorah. And it's even in places where we understand it clearly, like Geulei Nochrim. And as Rav Moshe points out over here beautifully, it's even in cases where the Torah itself speaks out the reason. As we discussed last week, he brings the example of Melech. The Torah says it's also for Melech to be Mar Benoshim. And the Torah gives the reasoning. V'lo yosir levavoy. They shouldn't lead his heart astray. The Torah gives the reasoning. But the reasoning does not define the halacha. And as the Gemara says, the greatest of humanity made a mistake in that. In understanding, specifically in that mitzvah of Loyar B'Lenoshim, the Gemara tells us the Godel Hador made a toast. He said, I'm Mishar my Koiches HaNefesh, and I won't be Toye. And therefore, the Torah's rule will bend for me. Horrific mistake. Ad kedei kach, the Gemara has that he almost lost his chelik teilam haba on that mistake. There was a ganz shak levitayin bris medrash. Does Shlomo have a chelik teilam haba? Shlomo, the greatest of hasogas haTorah, God l'ador. And the Gemara's maskona was l'maisa that an eish came down. It was malachich. The whole story in the Gemara in last parak in Sanhedrin, what happened over there when they were discussing this sugi where the Shnei Mamelech has a chedik in the Mabo, doesn't have a chedik in the Mabo. But you had such a matziv, and the Pasuk Nebuch, and that's a Nebuch, but the Pasuk does say in Shnei Mamelech that Noshav Hitu Es Levavoy. The Pasuk in Nach puns exactly that he said, I won't, because according to Taka, the Koiches Nefesh of a human being, he was Mashiach correct, but he was over on Tzivu HaTorah, and the Tzivu HaTorah alone was enough. You were over on the Tzivu HaTorah, that Aver alone will cause you to fall. And that's Taka what happened. No Shavitu Es Levavoy, and it's Madrega, whatever it is. But it's put down for eternity, that No Shavitu Es Levavoy. Nachzelim Yoneinu, it's also for a Yochid. Even in a mitzvah where the Torah gives the reasoning, the Torah doesn't bend. The Torah doesn't change. There's the chukas haTorah. And as we said last week, just like there's chukis shamayim va'aretz, just like there's the yesoid of the rules of nature, boiker v'yoyda Hashem es asher loy, so too there's the laws of the Torah. They're all chukei haBoreh. And they're not changeable for whatever reason in the world. Chukr chakakti. And they can't be changed. Not only can't they be changed, but the definition is minei ubei, as we spoke out last week. And the gedorim of the halacha are mitoich the halacha. Not mitoich the reasoning behind the halacha, but mitoich the gidri halacha themselves. That was the toast of Korach. And as we spoke out, we have to appreciate our derech halimut. Vi to learn, vos to learn. We learned up the sugya. We don't put into the sugya, we take out of the sugya. We understand the sugya, mitoich the sugya itself. What zois chukas haTorah, vos is the gdorim, vos is the hagdorah of the halacha, the way the Torah was given. There's another parasha here, the end of the parasha. There's a few nekudas here. Many nekudas here. Very deep idea here. Very deep idea that Rav Moshe says. I'll say on some level, it's the idea. Yishma Chacham v'Yosef Lekach. The parasha of Oig. At the end of this week's parasha, we find Moshe was afraid of Oig. That was very interesting. Moshe was afraid of Oig. How do we know Moshe is afraid of Oig? The Torah tells us. Hashem told Moshe, don't be afraid. Kadosh Baruch Hu, who knows machshavos levav enosh, wouldn't tell Moshe not to be afraid if he wasn't afraid. Elamai, Chazal tell us, Moshe was clearly afraid. Now how was Moshe Rabbeinu afraid of Oig? Moshe Rabbeinu was not miktanei amono, like maybe the Meraglim were, to say, Chazakum Yimenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu Ein Balabais Yochel Hoitzi Kelov. Kiv Yochel. What's the problem with an Oig? Kadosh Baruch Hu created an Oig. You can destroy an Oig. What is an Oig? Avad. It's not the physical Nekuda. So what does Rashi tell us? What was he afraid of? Al tiroise sheyomoyshe yorei lilochem shem otam loyischus shel Avraham shenemar vayavo yapolit. Who was that? Who oig shepolat min refoim sheiku kedaloyim vechaver vashtus kanaim shenemar, as the pasuk says, rak oig melech haboshen nishar miyaseh refoim. And this vayavo yapolit came and he told Avraham Avinu that nishbaloit ben Achiv. He was the one who told Avraham Avinu that Lot was captured by the Malachim. He told Avraham that there's a horrific Chil Hashem going on. Lot looked exactly like Avraham Avinu, and it was a very bad Chilul Hashem. Why? Avraham Avinu was the tzaddik ador, and everyone knew the uniqueness of Avraham Avinu's message of Yichud Hashem, Chesed Hashem. And that's in fact that someone like Avraham Avinu would be captured by these rotzchim, evil people, was a horrific Chilul Hashem. They were parading with light, and it came across as if he was Avraham. He looked like Avraham, his uncle. Horrific Chilul Hashem. Avraham Avinu therefore went out to Melchama to save Lot. He had a schus, Lot. Now we all know the Gemara tells us, Oig, King Grace the Tzaddik, he wasn't. He wasn't out to do anything but, Gemara tells us, he was hoping Avraham Avinu would go out to Melchama, get killed, and he'll take Sarah. He was a mushches, a fadobin, a behemoth, a corrupt animal. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that. If Chazal knew it, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that. He knew that the guy had wrong intentions. So, what's the schus? Kriyev. The Moshe took the idea, I'll say it my way, I see in this an amkus neiro. Says yes. He has two pshat. He has one pshat. He says, maybe as he was doing it, he had some good intention came in also. Maybe there was something good as it was happening that he thought had a good machshava. So therefore, the mice maybe had some goodness to it also. Okay, one pshat. And therefore he learns, he says, that's the yesod of mitoch shiloh lishma bo lishma. That's Reb Moshe, Rabbeinu Moshe Feinstein. It's a great safe, this Dorash Moshe. Great safe. You have to know, Reb Moshe was a light to our generations. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed otzum was quite strong. You know, I don't have a music. How my eldest Eder Moshe Soloveitchik was Chaim's son, when he was given the G'dolei Ador, descendant of G'dolei Ador, and knowing what is the emes of Talmud Chacham, the respect that he had for Reb Moshe Feinstein, who was a younger man at the time, Derech Eretz Neira. My Eltz Zedu was Nifter 1941. He was first cousin of Reb Moshe's, meaning my great grandfather Moshe Soloveitchik's wife was Reb Moshe's first cousin. Her mother, Reb Moshe's mother, were sisters. Both of their last names were Feinstein. Reb David Feinstein, Reb Moshe's father, Reb Eliyahu Feinstein. My great great grandfather, my great grandmother's father, they were married to two sisters. Moshe was a younger man at the time, relatively, he was young. My great grandfather had a tremendous ta'arocha for him. As an emes god lador, mamish, he was a light to you have to know that. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him to America, it was a. Out to the Midbar, there's a famous story with the girl that grew up, Reb Aaron. When Reb Aaron wanted to know, he was leaving Europe. In late 1940, beginning of 41, he wasn't sure to go to his father-in-law, Reb Zalman Meltzer, Eretz Yisrael, or to go to America. He did a girl agro. The girl agro came out, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron, go out to Moshe HaMidbar, go out Moshe into the Midbar. America was a midbar from the point of view of spirituality of Torah at the time. And it still is in many ways, okay? I mean, the ganze Welt is still a midbar till will be mafriach, the shmom of the midbar. It's all up to us, guys. to be mashke the Edom Beirom, the Mea Torah, to be mafriach the Shmama of the Midbar. But Lamaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Rabban to Rav Moshe, who is a matonah to our generations, to be machze Torah LeYoshna. We have to continue their Mesorah in the greatest way that we can. Zok Rav Moshe, one pshat, relatively simpler, easier, mekudeh, but it's a true idea we have to know. He says many times, even a person does something shaloi lishma, if a mashu of lishma gets involved in it, then it's enough to be considered on its own as chus. He says every Jew who does anything, even if his intention is shaloi lishma, he says pshat is why mitech shaloi lishma bo lishma. He says because at the end of the day, since the deep rotzen of every Jew is to do rotzen Hashem, as famous Rambam in Hilchas Gittin, by Koyfinoy Satchi Yemer Roitzani. So the Shaloi Lishma is always Mitoch Shaloi Balishma, because there's always a mashu in the true essence of a Jew doing it for the right reasons. You can't say, says, Oig was a goy, he didn't have that, but maybe Epis a good machshav fell in Bishas Maisa and he'll get Epis as Chos. One Nakud. Zokhtu Moshe over his first Nakud is a Zeyar Stark idea on its own. He says like this. He says, Einachanam. He meant bad. But lemaisa, there was a chefza of a maisa mitzvah. Every chefza of a maisa mitzvah creates a matziv of zchus. Creates a matziv of zchus. He did something good. There was an action of good done by Oig. Now, at kama his intentions were 100% evil. If the alpimidas hadin, scrap. It's all gone. But Moshe Rabbein was afraid, because you need, there has to be a mishpat, there has to be midas hadin. When there's a midas hadin, there could be a kitchur on Klal Yisrael as well. True, it's going to come out that Oig has no schus at all, but once there's a mahalach of din, it's not in Klal Yisrael, in midas harach, mean that there is an act. The most Oig did a maisa. A maise schus, a maise mitzvah, if it will be scrutinized, it's a nothing, an absolute nothing. There's nothing to it. It was 100% evil and bad. But the chefza created a malach of schus. There was a chefza of a maise of schus. It needs to stand to din. If it stands to din, it could be dangerous. Because that same din that's being done, whether that oig does not have that schus, weighing against that same din that's a din, could be done in klausa, whether they have a schus. Moshe was, Rabbein was afraid. He was afraid of bringing the midas hadin, because mi yitzdak badin. As we say, it's a pasuk in the ear, using davening. Hein b'malach of yosim tolo. Hein b'kdoish of lo yami. In scrutinizing Al Pidin, Kedosh of Layamin, the greatest in Klal Yisrael, didn't come out clean. As we say in the davening, Mech Yitzdeku Krutze Gush of Bamishpot. How was the Krutze Gush Choymer able to be Tzoydik in Mishpot? So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. Now, does the Yisod of Reb Moshe, I want to point out the depth of the idea, Mashteita. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, a very famous Gemara, with a very famous pshat of the Brisker Rav in that Gemara. Gemara says, Allah said, lovely, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Yoshev B'Mishpat, and he'll judge the world. And he'll say, whoever was Poyal Iti, whoever did good with me in this world, should come and ask for his schar, get his schar. I'll read it Lashon of the Gemara inside. Laasid lavoi meivi akadosh baruch hu sefer Torah umanichay b'cheikoy v'oimer lemisha osak bo yovoi vital schara miyad, miskabtzinu boin ovdik echovim, b'irbuvye. They all come together, racing, rushing to get schar. The Nazis, the Romans, Havada Trump. But yet the Putin, every single, they're all going to come. They're all coming running. Mishosik Batoira, we're all part of their club. Gewaldig. How does Hitler come, being part of the club? They'll come. But Maya sagt him. And with Fregen Putin, was ist gewend dein Sugya? So he'll answer him. Reboine Shloilam, Harbe Shvokim Takininu, Harbe Mechatois Asinu, Harbe Kosev Azov Asinu, Vekulam Liosinu Ela Vishvil Yisrael, Kedeshi Yasku Batoira. We did it all for the Jews. And not just for a group of Jews, for our own ulterior motives, and it wasn't for any nationalistic, ulterior Zionistic ideas. It was for the real, genuine purpose. Kedeshi Yasku Batoira. Briskerov asks, Shaitin. In a sense, the Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Hu continues and tells them, Shaitin Shiboilam, Kamash Asisem, you did it the Tzarech Atzmechem, Asisem Shvokim, Lohishibem Zoinois, Merchatzois, Laadin Baim Atzmechem, Kesev Vezov, Shaliyu. Your intentions were bad, your intentions were evil, you didn't do it for the sake of Kadesh Yasku Batoira. Yes, and a guy individual who did it for the right purpose, Kadesh Yadka Batur, will get schar, and a tremendous schar. He's going to stand in line and he'll get his schar. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's mishpat is truth. Hitler did not do anything for the Jews besides destroy them. Putin, all these chevret, they did not do for the sake of the Jews. Frek the Briskerov, what's shoytim shebo'ilom? Shakronim shebo'ilom. You're liars. You did it for the Jews, Kadesh Yadka Batur. Famous word to the Briskerov. They're coming in the name of the truth because it is the truth. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow anything to happen in this world if it's not for the sake of Torah. So writes the Rambam, famous Rambam, that it's the Yesod, the Komash Kadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Baylom Alebroi El Lechvoidoi. It's not only true on the initial Bria, it's on all the happenings in the world. Everything is for a purpose of Ribu Kvod Shemayim. The Nivroim don't even realize what's going on. But as the Rambam writes, as explicit as it could describe it, he says a Kadosh Baruch Hu could be misavir, that there will be a whole palace built in a remote place in the world, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is being misavir that whole palace will be built, beautiful, beautiful palace, and the whole purpose of that whole palace is that 70 years later, Epsa Chosid, the tzaddik, will be passing by. And he'll need a shady place. He'll need a place with shade to rest, and the wall surrounding the palace will give him shade. That's a purpose for the whole, palace to be built. Everything that happens in the world has to happen for the sake of Torah, and the yisod of that is in this chazal that I told you. It's my edition, but it's poshet as it. The kol nashe kadosh baruch hu bara b'olam lebroi lechvoidei. The pasuk says kol nivra b'shmi lechvoidei yitzarti barasi v'afasisiv. That the Mishnah always tells us that everything is created for the purpose. It's not going on the initial creation. It's all the happenings in the world. Everything is for the sake of Torah. And not only things, major things, which we see directly connected to the Jews. Anything going on. If off in North Korea, they built a nuclear reactor. They destroyed a nuclear reactor. It's somehow for the sake of Klal Yisrael. For the purpose of Klal Yisrael, Kadesh Yasku Batur. Says the Briskerov, so they're coming al pidin. They come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they said everything we did, harbe shvokim asinu, harbe merchatzois asinu, it was all for the sake of Torah, and they're right. What does Kadosh Baruch Hu tell them? But your intentions weren't proper. You meant it for yourself. You can't get schar for it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is sitting bedin. This is Rimosh Tefort. The actual act of kama, it had a schus in it, is a schus. And they're not stupid for coming, they're stupid for because of their stupidity of their intentions. If a person shtells himself to Ratzon Abayre, he's doing Ratzon Abayre, he has a schus to come one day. Because anything that Taki he does, if he means it well, Shem Shemaim, he's doing L'chvod Shemaim. The Shoytim Shebo'ilam is in their intentions. But this is Ramosha's Nakuda. It's a Midas Hadin. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Bedin. Last is Mishpat Avdoi, Mishpat Am Yisrael. It's a Mishpat, it's a Din. Every good Maisa that's done creates a Schus. And the opposite, Rachman al Tzlan, is also true. That every bad action creates a Chayva. And that's true, Nebuch, even in Matzavim of a person being a Shoigig. Or a person not having a bad intention. A Maisa Avera, a Maisa Chet, is a Maisa of Choyva. It creates a Malach Ra. And even if a person is not Shuldik, even if the person is a Tinek Shenishbar in Ganzen, or it's a total Shoigig, and he couldn't have known different, the actual act is a horrific Malach Mechabel. In a Mishpat, it can stand. But you need a Malach Schus to be Malam and Schus and say this person was a Tinek Shenishba. He was a Shoigeg. He didn't mean bad. He didn't do this Maisa intentionally. Because the Maisa itself, a Maisa Ra, has a horrific Koyach al Hashchos. And you need a Midas Adin to be done. What was the intentions? Over there, we need Schusim. Hashem Yirachem. To get out of a din. Because miyitztak batir. It's not poshut. Another very powerful lesson in this week's parasha. Vayishma knani melech arod yoshev ha-negev ki bo yisrol derech ha-asorim vayilochem bi yisrol vayishmi menushevi. Vayishma knani. What did the knani hear? Rashi brings. Shoma shemei saharoim. Vinistalku anoni akovod. Aaron died. Aaron Akoyin, one of the Gdolei Ador. There were three Gdolei Ador of that generation that in their zchus, Klal Yisrael was nisparnis and had many benefits because of having these tzaddikim in their midst. Aaron, Miriam, and Moshe. Aaron HaKoyen, in his chus, Klal Yisrael had Anani HaKovod. Miriam, in her chus, Klal Yisrael had the Be'er Shel Miriam. They had water. Klal Yisrael needed his chus to have water. Initially, they also, there were some Lamayim, they davened, it happened, the chus of Miriam. She died right in this week's parasha. The Be'er was nostalgic. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal tell us, Klal Yisrael was zeichet to the mon. Sustenance in the midbar, day in, day out, is chus of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu died. They had the mon as long as there was the may evolution of Moshe. After that, no more mon. Every tzaddik is megin, and there's a special chus. He died. Anoni HaKovod was nostalgic. Now, why did he die? So he was deserving of death. Okay, but there's another Nekudah here. The Pasuk tells us with another idea. They passed by Edom, and this whole parish of Edom. Vayom Rashem al Moshe v'la'ayin bo'ar aron kvul eretz Edom le'mor. And then, the next Pasuk Chavdal, Yeyosef Aharon al Amov. Favos. Zok the Hilgirashi Magid has come to teach us the Yesod Shemipnation is Chabrukan, Liskarev Laisav Harosho, Nifritsu Maaseyem. Because they were Miskarev over here to Isav Harosho, their Maisim were Nifrats. The Chosru Hatzadik. The Chain Hanovi Oimer Lioy Shofot, Bis Chabrukhoi Machazio. Poratz Hashem is Maasech. The connection to Edoim caused them to be yerid from their Dargan Ruchnius. They were yerid from Dargan Ruchnius. They lost the tzaddik. Aaron HaKoyen died because Klal Yisrael dropped in the Madrega. Why they dropped in the Madrega? Because they had a connection with Edoim. Now, it's gewalt. What connection did they have with Edom? When you learn the parasha, just appreciate the psukim. They came to Edom. They asked Edom, can we pass through you? He comes with full chutzpah and azus. Don't come through me. He's speaking chutzpah diktikah Yisrael. Azus. Az ponim. A nation of Rishoyim. Any klach of Esav with all of the midas of Esav, and they stotzach with midas of Esav. Pen bacher veitzil krosach al charbuch atichya. We have a avtocha. We have a zchus of Esav, and we're going to use that koyach of al charbuch atichya if you dare pass through our country. But they had a connection. They passed next to them. They had a dialogue with them. They had a half a mean of passing through them. They had some relationship with Edoim. They were chos of the tzaddik. We see over here a tremendous yisod. Any connection, Rashi says, with a Rasha brings a person down in his ruchnias. And it's goyrim, chas v'shol mekitruk, and it's goyrim that a person loses out from it. Tzaddik lost Aaron HaKohen because of it. What's the story that Rashi is bringing with Chabruch and Machaziol Poratz Hashem is Masach? Who is Yoshafat? Do you know the story of Yoshafat and Machaziol? Abisul, what's the Maisei? You guys, you gotta know Nachts. It's a good Zach to listen. Learn 10-15 psukim every day. Abisul Nachts to Kenan, without Kenan Nach. What's the. Because you have to learn from Nach, without learning from Nach. Apichazar, Kenan Nach Abisul. Yoshafat was a tzaddik. A melech from Zari Shel David. He was in Tekiruv. He was in Tekiruv. What was in Tekiruv? He decided it's a Nishkin Matzav. All the 10 Shvatim, they're going down the drain. Nishkin Matzav. He was Makariv, the Asaris HaShvatim. Dainu, he was Makariv Malchus. The melech of Yisrael at the time was Achaz Yohu. He gave Musa to Achaz Yohu, he directed Achaz Yohu, and he was talking Machzer Achaz Yohu on some level, Betshuva. He was machzer on some level. All of the other tshvotim, he had a tremendous hashpah. Ad kedei kach, he offered his son. He offered Achazio. He made a shidduch. He told Achazio, "Become my mechutin. I'll take your daughter as a daughter-in-law for my son." And that's what taka happened. They were meshadach. What happened? That was the beginning of the end. That Maisav, that Kiruv program of Yehoshaphat caused the Churban Bais HaMikdash, the Churban HaBais HaRishon, with all deterioration of Malchus Yehuda. Ad kedei kach, the whole Malchus Yehuda was almost destroyed totally from it. Make a long story short without going through all the horrific details over there. Feshteitzach, he became a son-in-law by Achaz Yohu. He went there up from Derech on some level, but it was enough. The Sukkim described, he went there up from Derech. His son, already went there up in Gansim from the Derech. And Asal Yohu, she was the grandmother over there of the wife of Achaz Yohu. She was the Malka of Malchus Yisrael. Later, she actually butchered and killed every single descendant of Zerah Beis David. She wiped them all out. She became queen. Who made her queen? Yehoshaphat, who made a mistake by having his son become her son-in-law. He brought destruction on Gantz Klal Yisrael. There's one pasuk that phrases it all. That's a pasuk that Rashi brings. Mischad Bruchoy Machazio. You're connecting with Achaz Yohu, Paras Hashem is Ma'asecha. And there was a Teichocha. Divrei Hayom describing that because you connected Zach with Achaz Yohu, his intentions were good. Lemaise, he connected with a Rasha. And he was Meschatin with him. The whole deterioration of Malchus Yehuda came from that. Into Kiruv. Any connection with Rishoyim has to be done with very, very serious caution. Very serious cautiousness. Any hischabrus with the Ummah Soilam. Every kiruv with the Russia is dangerous. And that's where you have to appreciate the lesson from this week's parish and this nekuda. Be careful from being mischaber with Rishoyim. It has a bad hashpah. We're not immune. It's on all levels. Ashim shechelke b'beis ha-medrash. Wie weit, how careful if the person has to be from being mischaber to Rishoyim. Mischaber over here is on the most basic level, even. Klal Yisrael just passed next to Eretz Edoy and had a bad ashpa on there. On this line, I'll say a bit of a chizuk for myself. Those of us who are stepping out of his marriage for 2 days. Be careful. If Ad Kedekach being next to Eretz Edim has its Ashpo, any Yitzir in Beis Medrash is Machayev a person to be on guard. There's a beautiful Mishnah in Ovis. It's a beautiful Pshat of the Ruach HaChayim. Famous Mishnah. State in Mishnah. Pamachas. Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma. Pamachas ho yisim ha'alich baderech. Upoga biyodom echot. V'omer li Rebbe, me'ayin natem. So I told him, Mishnah continues, Mi'ir Malaya Chachomim v'soifrim. Come from a very choshev city, full of Talmidei Chachomim and Tzadikim. Omar le Rebbe, Tovei Todu b'mkomeinu, come live in our city. V'ani etin lecho elef alofim. Avonim toivis u'margolios, Zohov, Avonim toivim margolios. He's promising him to make him into elef alofim, a millionaire, of millions of gold and avonim toivis and diamonds. Omar loy, I'm more or less saying the Mishnah. He tells him. He didn't tell him. I'll give you. I forget exactly what he told him. Open it up in the meantime if you want. He says, "Ani et lecho, I'll give you tons of riches." He says, "I feel after nicely elef alofim. If you need to give millions of gold and avonim toivis my girdles, ani dor elef amokim toira. I'm only going to live in a mokim toira." Okay. Zok the Ruach HaChaim says. Tremendous Mishnah, we understand the lesson very powerfully. What's the beginning of the Mishnah saying? Pam achas hoisim mahalich baderech. I was once going on the derech. Where does that come into the Mishnah? It should begin. A person came to Rav Yosi ben Kisma, told him this, and he answered him that. He told him, I'll make you a multimillionaire. He says, I'm only living in a mokum Torah. What's the pam achas hoisim mahalich baderech? Zot Reb Chaim Valozhin in Ruach HaChaim says, had Reb Yosef ben Kisman been in Beis Medrash, he would have had the schuz, the person wouldn't even come up to him. Aber es gewinna mahalich baderech. He left Beis Medrash, pamachas. He left Beis Medrash, pamachas. Ooh. He already got an offer. I'll make you into a millionaire. When he saw, he already came his way. He chapped himself. He's not going to be nichshav. I feel you make me into multimillionaire. I'm any doyal but mokim Torah. I'm only going to be in a sviva of tamin chachamim, not to get the hashpo. Exactly this nekuda. So the yisod is any going out of Beis Medrash has challenges in it. Even for Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma in the Pamach Asoyis Malach Baderech, any hischabus, a person has to guard himself before he goes out. Any ischabus with Rishoyim, being in a sviva Rishoyim, passing next to Eretz Edom, can have a bad hashpo. We have to guard ourselves. The Yesod Reb Chaim Valozhiner writes, the person before he leaves, steps out of his medrash, should always be nice at tefillah. I'm going in a mokum of sakona. The Lashon Reb Chaim Valozhiner has it's in the Kesa Rosh, in the Sidur Agro. They have over there Likutim from Reb Chaim Valozhiner, Hanhogas, Poshet Hanhogas Achaim. Says, a person goes out to the shuk, he should daven a tefillah k'tzara. Ribbono shel olam, he has lashon there, hineni hoylech b'mokoyim tziyoves tzalmoves, a place of death. Save me from the yetzer hara. Save me from the yetzer hara. Tziyoves tzalmoves, a place of death. Yes. A person has to know. Adab Beis Medrash is dangerous. Adab Beis Medrash is dangerous. Kol chad. for every person, even for Rabbi Yosef ben Kismel from Darga Dilei, there's nisgoinus. And that, and therefore, before we leave this medrash, that's the assault. Rav Nachman ben Akon, it's a mission in Brachas. I think I've shared with this idea with you. He has to, when a person leaves this medrash, he has to say a tefillah. He says a tefillah, a hoidoya. He expresses gratitude for his madrega. How does he express gratitude for his madrega? Onu ameilim, vehein ameilim. Onu rotzim, vehein rotzim. Onu mashkimim, vehein mashkimim. Onu mashkimim divrei Torah, they're mashkimim from retaining. Onu ameilim bedivrei Torah, and they're omel. Onu ameilim kalim schar, ameilim einum kalim schar. Onu rotzim chaylum abo, and they're rotzim leber shochas. It's the only tefillah that we ever find any negativity. Is there any tefillah in Chazal we find any negativity besides that? I don't know. I don't think so. But it's a very push the kasha. We can give gratitude on our chelak. I'm running to Olam Haba. Chelki bebeis hamedrash. But for us, that's a avek machin. What if they knock the other tzad? What if they knock the other tzad? It's not pasik. It's not so Jewish even. I mean, you have to see positive. What would you have to see the negative, express it, and say, Baruch Hashem, I'm not negative, I'm positive. Before a person leaves this medrash, there's going to be things that a person could have a bit of a challenge. And that's exactly what Reb Chaim Volozhin is saying. A person leaves this medrash. Nisyonis can come his way. He's exposing himself to Nisyonis on some level. In such a matzah, before he leaves, he has to guard himself. When someone is yotzei from bais medrash, he has to appreciate what he's koyin in bais medrash. Onu ameilim, and he has to appreciate. And they are ameilim ve'einam mekablim schar. Onu ratzim chayilim abo, and all those people I'm going to see out there, it looks like they're having some good time in life. They're all ending up in Be'er Shachas. Why? A person has to be mechazik himself before one leaves this medrash. Not to be mushba. And we're all, every single individual, is mushba. Every yochid, be it Rav Yosef ben Kisma, or be it a Klal Yisrael anir madrega, the madrega of Klal Yisrael oich leimon, with the mishkan beinayim, shechina shruya beinayim, they're already on the madrega that the Mesa Midbar were already were at the end of 40 years. Torah was already Nivla and the Evarim. The Mesa Midbar weren't part of Klal Yisrael anymore. They're already on the highest Madregas. The Shechin is already back in its full Madrega. The Dibur is already being Nisyached with Moshe properly after the end of the 40 years. We're holding out the end of the 40 years in this week's Parsha again. This is the 40th year. The Mesa Midbar already all died out. Tomul, as the Pesukim in Dvarim when they described where we're holding over here, and that summer. And that summer, it was the last summer of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Ideal Tkufa, the best Tkufa of Klal Yisrael. Even that Dor Deya, that whole Dor Deya that grew up in the Midbar, Torah Muvla Be'ivarim, they had the best. Episal Shpo, they passed next to Edoim. Portsu Maaseim, their Madrega dropped. They weren't on the same Madrega. So how in Unzer Kedusha? And it's the challenge of our generation. We live in a generation of exposure in ways that never ever existed before to the Sviva. Once upon a time, 70, 80 years ago, the world was a very small world. People from one shtetl didn't know what went on in another shtetl. People weren't exposed to everything. I'll share with you, there was a Yid in Bnei Brak. He worked in the post office. His name was Reb Shlomo Shechter. When I came to Ponovich as a bacher, I wanted to know him simply because I knew he was my grandfather, which I never knew my grandfather, my mother's father, who I'm named after, Reb Eichenstein. I knew that he lived with him in Cheder back in Europe. And they were good friends back in Europe. And he held himself to be a chosid of my grandfather. My grandfather was a Rebbe in Chicago. He was the Chevre Rebbe of Chicago. And he was a Chevre chosid in Bnei Brak for all the years. He hadn't seen my grandfather ever since they were kids. But he was his chosid. He used to send him kvitlach. That's a gehalten chosid of his. It went back. Because his father was the gabbai of my great-grandfather back in Chodorov. He was more than that. His father was the gabbai of my great-great-grandfather back in Chodesh. So I wanted to know this Yid. A fine Yid given. He was a Pashti Yid. He worked in the post office. A fine attire Yid. So I wanted to know from Chodesh. I wanted to know about my grandfather when he was a kid. So I got to know this person. So he described to me how in those days there was no connection between the Shtetlach. He told me when he came to Eretz Yisrael in the 30s, the first Friday he went to a shul in Petach Tikva to daven. Now he came from Chodorov with a minig over there, was minig Zidichev. In Zidichev they don't say Tachnun on Fridays. You ever heard about this minig? Okay, in Zidichev they don't say Tachnun on Fridays. So the Chazan began saying Tachnun after Shmona Esrei on that Friday in Petach Tikva. So he thought he made a mistake. He's like, "This is Freitag." So they all look at him, "Freitag? Might as well Montik." So he's not saying Vuhurachon. He's saying Tachnun. Why shouldn't he say Tachnun? So he says, "Mizok nish Tachnun Freitag." He said to him, and he looked at everyone. Mama, no one knew what he's talking about, and he had no idea what they're doing. To him, it's almost like saying Tachnun on Rosh Chodesh. Friday, you don't say Tachnun. Came to realize, nay, in Chodorov, you know, they didn't say Tachnun on Friday. He described to me how he remembered that his father went to Belz. His oldest sister needed a shidduch, and his father traveled to Belz. So he came back to Chodorov. All the people wanted to know, asked him, "Was hast du gesehen in Belz? What did you see in Belz?" So he gave them the descriptions of the things that he saw in Belz. He says it was the most basic things. Belz wasn't so far, but it was a few shtetlach over. In those days, people weren't connected one to another. Today, every greps that Epsa, a goy at one end of the world makes, the ganze Welt is ready holding with exactly. He burped this way, he said this, at Gezok. It's Michigan. We live in a crazy world of connection. The world became so much too small. Specifically, with the forms of connection today, it's Meshuggah. With internet, every person's connected to every other Meshuggahs of everything going on, every piece of Shmutz or Narishkeit, I forget Shmutz even, just Narishkeit going on in the ganze Welt. We're so exposed, we're so mushpa, we're so part. A person has to make a serious decision at a young age. Do I want to be part of this whole Meshuggah world? I have to be part of this, all this mishig, this chont of stupidity going on. Shtus, hevel, itzonis, an empty garnish. I want, or chelki Hashem amra nafshi. My chelik is in the besmedrish. At a young age, we have to make a decision and decide, could I allow myself to be part of such a crazy world, such a shell, empty world? And it's not shaykh to be all surrounded by it, and be part of it, and then for a few hours, and say, "I'm going to be totally Torah v'Kodesh and disconnected." It doesn't work that way. We're all influenced. We're influenced by our Sviva. There's no way that not, as the Rambam writes, in El Chizdeyas. Basic Rambam. Derech Briyosa Shel Odom. It's the natural nature of a human being. Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. Lios Derech Riyosi Shel Adam. Lios Nimshach B'Deyoisav U'B'Maisav. He's Nimshach from his Deyois and his actions. Achar Reyov V'Chaveirov. After his friends and his Chaveirim. Noyeg b'minhag, like a shtickle, what's Reya, what's Chaveiro? Noyeg b'minhag anshi medinosoi. A person will act the minhag of the anshi medina that he's in. Lefikach, tzoruch odom lishaber latzadikim. Veleishiv eitzel hachachomim. Tomid, kidei sheyold ma mimaaseyen. V'yisrachek min arushoi, maholchim b'choyshech. Kidei shelo yild ma mimaaseyen. V'hu sheshloi moi oimer. Someone who goes with Chachomim Yechkam. The Roy Exilim, someone who pastures. Together with Exilim, Yoroya, he'll become evil. He'll become bad. For Oyman, the Pasuk says, Ashro Yoish, Ashro Yoholach, Batas Rishoim, Uvder Chatoim Loyoman, Meshav Leitzim Loyosh of a Goymer. As you know the Chazal, Mitoyach Shiloy Holach, Loyomad, Mitoyach Shiloy Omad, Loyoshav. But if he would be Hoylech, Sefer Lamoy, Omad Sefer Leishiv. he'll be influenced by them, and therefore goes on and on, and he says that that's the mitzvah saseh of the mitzvah saseh of v'dabak daboy uboy tidbak to be dovek in shechina. How is a person dovek in shechina? You make sure that your sviva is a sviva of tzaddikim, of chachamim, chassidim. You find yourself, you position yourself in a bismedrash. Position yourself in a good sviva, and that brings a person arichus yomim. As the pasuk says, "L'man yibu yimeichem v'meivneichem ala adam hashinish v'ashem laviseichem." That a person has arichus yomim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, "V'chileis sovei beBavel? We don't have any old people in Bavel?" Answers the Gemara in Chanami. The only way a person to be zoichet to old age in Chutz La'aretz is ma'arivim l'mashkim l'batei medrash. The idea of being in a sviva of a bismedrash, being in a bismedrash, that has the yisod, the Gemara says, of arichas yomim. And that's the whole mahus of Eretz Yisrael. If it's a zgule for a mokim of tzaddikim al chachamim al chassidim. And therefore it's dependable on exactly on that point. Are you going to be here in a sviva of a tahara of a kedusha? Are you going to be over here chas v'shalom in a sviva of tumah? Then you're better off not being here. But the yisod is one. We're mushpa by our sviva. And that's what the Rambam begins. It's derech b'riyosa shel adam. What's the Rambam give this hakdama? It's a natural rule. It's a fact of life. It's a fact of life. It's derech b'riyosa. It means it's a choik of chukis hateva. Just like the sun rises b'mizrach and sets b'mayrov, so too. Boiker v'yoyda Hashem is the rules of teva. So too a person has to realize he's mushpa from his sviv. That's the derech of human nature. Kachaz, we're mushpa. It's not poshut. Maskona is, Rabbi Sai, we live in a hard world. But as I've told you in the past, Mitonish Miyayir Sai, Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in you, and as I have told you, more than in me. He put you in this generation. I'm also part of this generation. But even this little age gap that we have between us is because you have the koiches to talk, lift yourself, be menatzeach. And it's on individuals like us, you and me, that the olam is tullying us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is expecting from us. We could do it, and Be'ez Hashem we will. But we have to know the dangers that are in front of us. We have to do our best to be meschaber with tzaddikim, chachomim, chassidim, to have a close kesher and a positive kesher with the biggest talmid chachom that we can, the biggest sviva of bnei Torah that we can. And that's the greatest mashpia on a person, a good sviva. Be meschaber with chachomim. Get from them whatever you can. The more we connect ourselves to tzaddikim, to chachamim, we become chachamim tzaddikim ourselves. Hagut and Shabbos.